Present Kick This, the Soccer Sam Show, brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Go to salvatores.com. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. It's fishalicious. Donuts Delight at Empire and Culver. Open for breakfast at 6 a.m. every day. Palmer's Direct to You Market. 1872 Cafe. 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Speedy Slice. Home of the $2 Speedy Slice. Now. Now.
3, 2, 1.
Live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester, this is Kick This.
Good morning, soccer fans. Good morning, the world of soccer. This is Soccer Sam Fantuzzo in the beautiful downtown studios of Fox Sports 1280 Rochester, New York, with my bodyguard, Soccer Salvatore, and my social media assistant, Dante Cellino. Good morning, guys. Thanks for being part of the show, guys. Well, guys, really quick, man. I got to tell you what happened to me yesterday. Really quick. I went to dinner last night to Route 96 Barbecue next door to Timmy Tomatoes, Auto Tomatoes. Timmy Tomato and Mama Tomato came out, and they were amazing people. Went with some neighbors, invited us for some barbecue, so we went to see Route 96 Barbecue. Great place. I highly recommend if you're in the mood for some barbecue. Earlier in the day, my buddy Sibby, Duncan Dom, and the Godfather, Joe Guadagnino, you know, we go to Murphy's every Friday to kind of celebrate our high school. I've known these guys since high school. So usually we drink beer, we drink whatever, you know, because, you know, it's an adult night. Well, Sebastian Sibby brings his two daughters, Christina and Stephanie. Next thing I know, we're drinking Shirley Temples with vodka. Like, we had to tell the waitress, all right, we'll take three Shirley Temples, extra vodka. Not for the girls, just for us. Lancers jerseys. You guys vote yet? You bid on them? $75. If you want to get a Lancers jersey, ourlancers.com. Get your jersey. For all player jerseys, there's a few left, but go to ourlancers.com. Later on in the show, we're going to have Brooke Barbuto on. She is the league MVP, the most valuable paisano, right? And we're doing some t-shirts soon with the most valuable paisano, Brooke Barbuto, league MVP for the UWS. Tonight, Austin Giorgio concert at Jiva Theater, sold out. But you never know, there might be somebody in the parking lot trying to sell some tickets. So if you're interested in going to that concert, I'll see you in the parking lot. and then you met Dave Sarakin last week, right?
Yes, I did.
How was it?
Fun.
Was it? What did he say to you? Did you tell him like you're? I just graduated from the seventh grade. I'm in charge of social media for the Lancers. Did you tell him that?
No.
No. What did you say to him? Did you freeze? Look at my phone. What did you say to him?
He said, "Hey, I got some Austin Giorgio tickets. You want to buy some?"
Did you say anything to him, though?
He asked me what my name was, and he liked my shirt.
What did you have on?
Yeah.
Oh, the Lancer shirt. Cool. You should probably take that off. You've had it on for like 3 weeks now, right? It's time to get it washed. All right, buddy? And Salvatore, I know you're a big football fan. What's about all these guys getting like in trouble for the steroids and stuff?
Yeah, a lot of football players are getting in trouble for steroids more than usual. Like last year, I think there was only like two or one, and then now there's like at least six or five. And
this is NFL football, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If somebody's fatter than me and somebody's got a bigger gut than I have, they're not an athlete. They shouldn't be playing. Of course they're doing steroids. I mean, when a guy runs 40 yards, then he's got to get on the sidelines and call his mom. Mom, I'm okay. I just ran 40 yards. And they're sweating. Dude, they're not athletes. Soccer player are athletes. You understand that?
Yeah.
All right? So stop watching that football baloney. Focus on the real football, soccer in America. You got it?
Yeah.
All right, baby. All right, Richie, we're going to go to our first guest or what? Should we or what? Oh, wait. Yeah, before we go to our first guest, let's play a song for him. His name is Ed Hale. He is the godfather of indoor soccer in America, probably the greatest soccer owner of all time. And because he's such a great American, he is paying tribute to America tonight in Baltimore. So all of you that are listening in the Baltimore area, if you're a three-hour drive from Baltimore, 7 o'clock tonight, the Baltimore Blast / Team USA is what I'm calling them because they're owned by Mr. USA himself, Ed Hale. They take on Team Canada. The Canadians are going to bring us some prescriptions at a discounted rate. The players are going to bring me some pills I work on, the little blue pill and stuff, at a really cheap price. But Ed Hale is taking on, and the Baltimore Blast are taking on Team Canada tonight in Baltimore. Honestly, if you're anywhere in a 3-mile radius, this is going to be an amazing game. It's a friendly, but it means a lot based on what's going on right now in the world throughout. Tickets are available. Baltimore Blast, 410-558-4292, 410-558-4292, or BaltimoreBlast.com. Get your ticket to that game. Mr. Hale, you are the godfather and a true American. What brought you to bring on this big exhibition against Canada?
Well, first off, Sam, I am not happy that you didn't play the theme from The Godfather.
Well,
that is not...
It's a long.
No, I like that. I love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song, but there's a reason why do we even play that. Richie, don't play it. That freaking Italian guy said he's going to put a hit on me.
Yeah, there's a heavy duty Italian quotient up there with you guys. No doubt about it. Dante and Santino. You know, come on.
Salvatore, we got all these paisans here.
Salvatore. Yeah, yeah.
But Ed, so really,
anyway,
right?
It's
cool.
Go ahead.
No, it's cool that you're doing this tonight. Tell me about it.
Well, you know, we wanted to do something in the summertime just to keep the competitive juices with our players going, and it's the first time we've ever done it in the summertime. You know, and I contacted these guys, and I'm not too large on their owner. He doesn't like me. I don't like him. So it's an international not-so-friendly.
I love that. An international not-so-friendly brought to you by Ed Hale and MedStar right. Sports Medicine. I love that.
Right, and Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester.
So you guys don't get along? Why, though, Ed? Is it a political thing? Is it because the thing that happened at the border that time with you, it wasn't our fault? We didn't know they were cops, those girls. I mean, stuff happens.
No, it's something that you and I could talk about it off air, but... you know what, the guy is, you know, thinks that he is the be-all and end-all in soccer, hasn't even kicked the ball yet. Tonight will be like the first game that they do. And, we want to give them what for when they show up here.
That is fantastic. You guys are the 3-time MASL champs. You got more rings on your fingers than they sell it at K Jewelers. I mean, dude, this is this is big, and you got a lot of players. A lot of guys are busy right now doing stuff, but a lot of your key players are coming back for tonight's game. So the Baltimore fans have to be excited about tonight.
Right, we are pretty excited about it because of vacations and things. We're not going to have a huge crowd, but it'll be a representative of Baltimore fans because we got the best fans in the league. You'll say that when you have the Rochester fans, you know, out at the game. But we think that we're going to have we have our team back. We actually have Jamie and Joey Capinos coming down. They're going to play in the game. They're former players for you. And we've got a few people that used to play for you that are really accomplished players on our team. You know, they're impact players. So we have pretty much, I saw them last night. All the guys were there, and they looked like they were having fun, looking forward to the game. So we're going to have, and they're going to have a pretty good team. You know, they got Marco Terminisi, which I hadn't heard his name for a while, is going to play. Did he ever play for you?
He was signed by us, Ed, and we're having him on later on in the show. And it's a weird story, but Marco's a realtor in Florida, and he said if he sold my house, he would play for me. So I listed my house in Florida with Marco Terminisi for a crazy price, thinking we'll never sell it. And he sold it like in a week, and my wife and I had to end up living with her mom for the rest of the summer. But Marco never ended up wearing a jersey, but he was signed by the Lancers. But he is an amazing Milwaukee Wave championship player. They're bringing in all kinds of guns. Vahid Asapor is coming in. Edgar, who did play for the Lancers. Everton, another player that was supposed to, I'm sorry, not Everton. I can't think of his name right now. Man, my brain just went. Oh, Ian Bennett might be coming in. He might have a late flight in. And Giuliano Oliviero, huge. You guys, I mean, Ed, you and Giuliano, I mean, you guys had your battles with the Milwaukee Wave, him coaching the Wave. So he's the coach of the Canadian team.
Right. It actually goes back when I think he used to play for the Cleveland Force. You know, it goes back a long distance. He's a good guy, good coach. A guy named Chamali is, he's one of their defenders. He's coming in too. He's been on the, when we've been in the semifinals against Milwaukee, all these guys are accomplished players. They're tough. And it's not going to be a walkover, but, I think this should be a lot of fun to watch. I really do think it's going to be fun to watch. And it's not because I'm going to benefit from it. It's just that I think it's going to be a good soccer game. And we're gonna, if it works, we may do one other game later on, maybe beginning of October before the season starts too, and I'll let you know about that.
And I was planning on being at this game, and I planned my vacation around. I really did. I was going to fly into Baltimore today and then leave tomorrow to go to Florida. But tonight in Rochester, there's this huge concert, and it's a kid that I watched him grow up as a singer. He's on The Voice, and his concert's tonight, Austin Giorgio, and then I have to be there to support him. So I'm going to miss the game, but I plan to definitely catch most of Baltimore Blast games this year. I'm going to plan all my trips to Florida through Baltimore, make a pit stop, come to the beautiful new arena over there at the Townsend College there. And I just love that arena, Ed. It's just amazing what you've done there.
Well, it's going to be fun. I could be the prototype for the future. So we're looking forward to doing it. So love to have you. Can't wait to see you. Tell your family, Linda. And, congratulations on the upcoming grandchild. Is the public name yet on, have you named what the baby is going to be?
No, I'm trying to get my daughter and Mark Mandel, my son-in-law, to name their new baby, Diego Maradona Fantuzo Mandel. I'm trying, but.
Good luck with that.
Well, I might have to have Uncle Eddie come and talk to Mark, take him for a little ride, and we'll play this music in the car.
Okay. I'm in. Love your family.
Thank you, Ed. He's the godfather of indoor soccer, one of the greatest owners of all time in the game of soccer in America. His name is Ed Hale. Tonight in Baltimore, if you're a 3-4 hour radius from Baltimore, please go support this game. It's USA/the Baltimore Blast, three-time champs against Team Canada. It's going to be a fantastic match in indoor soccer at its finest. You guys want to go to that, don't you? You guys, you know, if you guys get in the car, you guys, either one of you driving, maybe you can take your big wheels. Get on your big wheels, and if you leave now, you might be able to make it. What are you doing, eating on the air? I can hear you chewing. What's wrong with you?
Hey, Ed Hill.
You know, Richie, I know, like, I watch the Pain Clinic online, and I don't know if you realize this, but you guys are in the top 10 of shows that people watch online right now, the Pain Clinic.
Really? I was going to say, now you know how ugly we are, too.
Well, no. Okay. You guys are fantastic. But the number one show online right now, you probably aren't aware of this, and it's not Fox News or Hannity like everyone thinks. It's The World, according to Chris. Chris Schrader, are you with us, my friend?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you.
Chris, is it Schrader or Schroeder? I always get the two confused because of the school in Webster. Is it Schrader or Schroeder?
Schrader.
Chris, you got the number one rated show on Facebook right now. It's a political show. It's a sports show. It's a show about anything that people want to know about. Tell me about how long you've been doing it and how it's going, my friend.
I started originally on YouTube in January of 2015. Originally, I started as a joke because I was kind of irritated with the way the world was going at the time, because, you know, with all the news and everything being all liberal and whatnot. And eventually what happened is I started seeing serious things going down in my community, and like people that were close to me at the time getting like diagnosed with cancer or Parkinson's or whatever, family, you know, having family issues or something, and they had GoFundMes and whatnot. Eventually it became a serious thing, and then I started to really develop a following, and Facebook rolled out their Facebook Live feature, and, you know, and then I started getting more active in that, and I just started picking up steam.
So, Chris, I noticed the show is on a lot of different times. Is there a set night and time that you guys are on that we could have our listeners tune in and watch this amazing broadcast? And you do it from a unique studio, and you kind of really get animated on what you believe in. And like you said, some of the not-for-profits that you're behind with people in your family have passed away from cancer. You're involved with that. But you're also a wrestling nut. And Rich Jones here, our producer, he's a huge wrestling guy, and I know you're a Hulk Hogan fan.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, a big thing that I promoted this year was Strolling for the Colon, which I helped to promote their cause, and because my aunt Janet, well, you know, you played soccer with my uncle Walt Rula, and that was his wife, and that was a huge thing for her in her last few years with us, and I figured that I could do my part in at least helping to honor her legacy and her importance in our life by helping with that.
That is fantastic, my brother. So what day, what time could people tune in? When is the next episode that Rich Jones, the cash man, could tune in and watch this amazing? I mean, he's a little jealous right now because you're the number one show right now on Facebook, and he's the number three with the pain clinic. And I don't know. I forgot who's number two. It's some cooking show. But you guys are just killing it, man.
A rerun of Kick This is number two, I believe.
No. I can't be on the air anymore because every time that we were on before, the divorce rate would go up like 12%. So I can't be on the air anymore. But when is your show on, Chris?
I was going to go live at around today. I was going to go on at like two. I was going to go on a couple times today. I'm going to go on probably at around 2:30, and then later on at like 7 o'clock for the more adult oriented audience.
I like that. So basically, you go on when you have a topic that you're upset about, something's going on in the news that you don't believe in, or something you're against. You know, there's a lot of different views right now what's going on in the world of politics and just news in general. But you just go on and kind of like tell people what you think and how you feel.
Yeah. I mean, when I'm upset, when I'm happy, I mean, like right now, I'm, you know, a big thing with this, just trying to, you know, like last week I had, you know, Martin Mandel, obviously, you know him, obviously. He was on the show. If he was just typing, he wasn't actually on, like I've had you on a handful of times. And he was, you know, we were talking back and forth, and I told him I'd help to promote the Lancers and maybe even get a couple games in next year, you know, actually play.
Yeah, I would love to have you at a Lancers game and make you an honorary captain for all you've done in this community for years, Chris. And listen, man, I appreciate it. Mark Mandel, I like your show because sometimes you could see who's on with you, and he usually wears his soccer ball pajamas, his onesies, right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yep, onesies.
Yeah, he does wear his soccer ball onesies. But well, look, Chris, I will tune in later this afternoon around 2 to watch on Facebook. Is there a quick way to kind of find it if people aren't followers?
I will tag you. I can tag you in the post.
We'll tag you, and I'll have my social media director, Dante Salino, he'll share that, and we'll get all our listeners to watch your show. All right,
yep.
Buddy?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Thank you. He is Chris Schrader. It's the world according to Chris. It's his world. It's his way. And if you listen and watch this show, this young man has so many great views of things. And a lot of it's just, I don't know what's going on in the world right now with people being so angry. And Chris is just a happy, loving guy, and he does an amazing job. So it's the world according to Chris. Later on, we'll share when you can watch it, but it's today on Facebook. We'll be back here, and we're going to go all the way somewhere in St. Louis area, and I think we're going to St. Charles, Missouri, where today there's a huge, it's the 2008 Professional Futsal Showcase Tournament with some of the best names of indoor soccer are playing futsal, including a lot of ex-Lancer players. We're going live to Brian Judy in a few minutes here on Kick This Worldwide.
Hey, Cougia Cooge, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
It's back. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, Salvatore's.com.
He's the one and only Dan Patrick, and he talks sports with you Monday, 9 till noon, only on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
That is Austin Giorgio. Tonight he'll be at Jiva Theater. It's sold out. This goes out to Bob Matthews. He's a huge fan. You know, I was going to go to Baltimore to watch a game. Then I was going to go to St. Louis and do this futsal showcase tournament. But we have with us now Mr. Brian Judy to tell us more about this amazing Futsal Showcase fundraiser that's going on in St. Charles, Missouri today and tomorrow. Brian, tell me about it, my friend.
Thank you for having me, Sam. This is actually our third year for the event, and it kind of started, soccer's a big deal here in the St. Louis area, and we do a lot of charity work through my organization. It's called All American Athlete, and the idea is, how can we give back to others, and how can we do that using the beautiful sport of soccer? So, with our connections to a lot of the MASL players, we really have a who's who's list that have volunteered to come in here and not only show off their skills and the game of futsal to St. Louis, but we do it for another reason too, and that's to honor and to make a night to remember for about, I think we have 22 kids who are battling some type of childhood illness, be it cancer, paralysis, Down syndrome, et cetera. So we try to make a very special night for those families free of charge.
That is amazing. It's the All-American Athlete 501C Children's Center. Is that what this is for,
Yes. This
fundraiser? That is fantastic.
Yeah, so the proceeds go to the Children's Center. And then what we do at the Children's Center is, these same kids that we are hosting as guests of honor, they're totally invited to come into our center just to be kids. A lot of times they can't play on certain teams because of their illness. Well, guess what? They can come and play with the basketball team. They can come play with the volleyball team. They can be friends, have mentors as coaches. And we also have some tutoring there. So these kids miss a lot of school. So it'll be a chance for them to maybe get caught up a little bit. So it's just a way for us to reach out to the community and give back.
Brian, Brian Judy here from the 2018 Professional Futsal Showcase fundraiser. Brian, I've been following this on Facebook and stuff, and what you're doing for these kids and their families is just truly amazing, a labor of love, third year doing it. And I love the names of the four teams this year. Let's talk about the names of the four teams that where the different MASL superstars are going to be playing for.
Sure. So the first one we have is a young man named Alec, and his team's Alex Avengers. The player captain is actually Peter Sliwa, and Alec will actually be the honorary captain. So his shirts are all, the names are all over the shirts. He's a 13-year-old boy battling osteosarcoma, which is cancer of the bone. When he was going through chemotherapy, chemo actually destroyed his heart. So he has to carry a backpack around, and a computer actually keeps his heart alive. And if that computer goes down, he will pass away. So, but he can't get a heart transplant until he's 3 years clean of cancer, which it just doesn't seem fair.
So that's Alex Avengers. That's that one team. I love that name. And then what's Joby's Jugglers? Tell me about Joby.
Joby's Jugglers. So Joby's a little girl. She's 7 years old. She battled leukemia, and right now she's in remission, which, thank goodness, is awesome. And she has a very, very tight bond with Taylor Bond and Ross McGregor. From our first event, she came in scared to death. They welcomed her with open arms. And when Taylor played for the Chicago Mustangs, he came here. The Chicago Sun-Times came down, did a story on their relationship. And he ripped off his shirt, and he had a Juby shirt on. Juby actually was invited to Ross McGregor, who plays for the Ambush's wedding. That's
wow.
How tight these kids have become with these players.
Man, I tell you, soccer players are just a different breed of people. That's just beautiful. Now, the other team is Lita's. Am I saying it right? Lita's Legends?
Lydia.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Lydia's Legends.
Okay.
Tell me about Lydia's Legends.
So Lydia has a stage 4 brain tumor. She's confined to a wheelchair, but she loves the game of soccer. We are not going to let, if you want to call it a disability, we're going to make that disability an ability. And she will be captaining a team, and your own Joey Tavernese will be there. He is her player captain.
Are you kidding?
They will be best friends forever.
That is fantastic. So Joey Tavernese is, I saw some other Lancers, and I want to talk about that in a few minutes, that are going to be part of this event. But then the last team on the team of four, the group of four, is Braxton's Boys. Tell
Braxton's
me about that.
Boys. Yeah, so Braxton is another leukemia kid, and he loves soccer. Continually, plays about an hour and a half from south of St. Louis and just loves the game. He comes to all of our events, and Ian Bennett is the player captain for that team. So everybody's excited. You know, families are coming, extended families. But, you know, the cool thing is, you know, we're giving 100 tickets away to these families and the kids and say, you know what, enjoy the night on us. You got enough medical bills. You don't have to pay for anything. Just come. And you know, these illnesses can take away money. It can take away, you know, sometimes happiness. But guess what? It can never take away a memory.
That's true, man. Memories are so important. Now, what is the goal for the fundraiser for this weekend?
So the whole idea behind it is, you know, so All-American athlete, we have, you know, basketball players, volleyball players, different athletes within the organization, and we like to go out and do different stuff. So, you know, we'll offer the facility for, you know, fundraisers for these kids, or, you know, if they're having trivia nights or whatever. So we'll front all the costs with, you know, operating a facility with all that. We took a group of 8 of these kids and their families to the circus because, you know, they couldn't afford a $20 ticket to the circus. So guess what? We round up a bunch of our people and we take them to the circus and let them be kids and enjoy a circus. We will have events where we will actually be hosting different tournaments and stuff at the facility. And actually, the brand new facility is breaking ground August 8th.
That is
so not breaking ground, ribbon cutting.
Ribbon cutting. August 8th. For your facility. So at this facility is where you're going to do all these fundraisers. Now, I saw all these, like, jerseys, signed jerseys online from different sports athletes. Tell me about that for the bidding and the silent auction.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of different stuff. We actually had it's called the Autograph Guys, some good people here in town, and they had some pretty cool stuff. A Hope Solo signed jersey, Alex Morgan signed jersey, Carly Lloyd signed jersey, and then some, you know, St. Louis Cardinals, St. Louis, St. Louis Blues, lots of different stuff. But the cool thing is every MASL player, every futsal player that's playing in our tournament has donated their shirt after the game. So they're literally giving the shirt off their back for auction.
Wow. I want the Hope Solo one. I'll fight for that one. That's kind of a joke. But, no, I saw Mark Litton online. Mark Litton helping you guys out in you know, indoor, outdoor, you know, futsal, soccer,
oh, yeah,
goalie legend, man. Tell me about some of these people. And I know about some of the players you mentioned,
right.
IB26, Ian Bennett. I know Max Ferdinand is going to be there. Joey Tavernese, Robert, I call him Roberto Acosta, but Robert Acosta is going to be there. former Lancer, Antonio Manfoot's going to be there. Heverton, who we signed as a Lancer but never ended up playing for us, he's going to be there. The famous Nettle is going to be there. A lot of great players. But tell me about Mark Litton and some of the other legends that have been part of the game forever that help you with these events.
Yeah, so Mark is phenomenal. I mean, Mark, he comes out, he's like a big kid, you know, and he just has a love for the game. And, you know, we had a little training here last night just for kids that wanted to come out and just kind of, you know, meet some of the players and stuff like that. And he was out there with them getting down and dirty, sweaty. But, you know, Mark has one of the biggest hearts that you'll find around. Giving of his time, even donate a U.S. Futsal jersey for auction. Now, that being said, when he goes up against Everton at the game, when they play each other, game on.
Game on. Well, Brian, I mean, if any of our listeners throughout the country want to make a donation or help out in any way, how do they do it? Give me some updates here. How do we do that?
Sure. So you can actually go on our Facebook page. You can go to All American Athlete on the Facebook page. You can hit me up and I can give you links. There's a brand new website that's out, so I can actually send you that. It literally is like a week old, so it's still getting some tweaks. But yeah, anything that we're talking about, even taking this on the road to some different cities here in the Midwest. So keep your eyes open. Milwaukee, Kansas City, Chicago are all 3 cities that we're talking about taking this to, and, you know, maybe it'll help out some local kids and put some smiles on their faces in these different markets.
That's fantastic. His name is Brian Judy. He's doing something special through the game of soccer for some great young kids. Brian, thank you so much. All American Athlete is the Facebook page. Go to it, check it out, and make a donation and help out. Thank you so much, Brian.
Absolutely. Thanks for Soccer Sam for everything you do. And we'll hope to see you next year here.
I will be there for sure.
All right, brother.
Thank you, man. Richie, I just love people that give back, man. These guys, you know, you hear the stories of those four kids that are the captain. I saw Soccer Salvatore and Dante look kind of like depressed. I mean, like a lot of kids, you know, they go through a lot of challenging times, and it's cool where guys like Brian figure out ways to help out and help out the family. So it's beautiful. It is All-American Athlete. Go to it on Facebook and figure out a way to make a small donation. It could be as much as your coffee. $5 donation would be nice. We'll be back here. It's Austin Giorgio tonight, live at Jiva, here on Kick This Worldwide. Can you feel it?
Never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Oh, when you broke down my walls. Cause if you like the way that much, maybe you should go and love yourself.
Love yourself.
And if you think that I'm still holding on, oh, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh, you should go and love yourself.
Hey, Cougar Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Healthy thin thin pizza and gluten-free pizza. It's healthy. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Rich Eisen, complete with the best guest list in sports talk radio. Monday, noon till 3, on the one and only Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
We're back on Kick This Worldwide with our producer, America's only double-jointed producer, Rich Kicker Jones. Now with us, live from New York, he is the co-host of Soccer's a Kicking Grass on Monday nights up the dial with Andrew Battisti and Joe Seriani. He's also a Lancer Hall of Famer and he's with FrontRowSoccer.com. His name is Michael Lewis. Michael, the U.S. Women's National Team, baby, big win, 4-1 against Brazil. And did they win the thing? I lost track of it. Did they win the tour town or tour of nations? What was that thing?
Yes, they won the Tournament of Nations by goal differential over Australia. After Australia produced a 2-0 win over Japan in the first game of the doubleheader in Chicago or Bridgeview, Illinois on Thursday night. U.S. had a win by at least two goals. They did that, which basically, tells the rest of the world, hey, you've got to knock us off. We're the world champions. And after we qualify for France 2019, we're going to be ready for you. I'll tell you this, Australia could arguably be the best team or the second best team in the world this year. U.S. and Australia played to a 1-1 draw earlier in the tournament. I don't think they're going to be in the same group in the Women's World Cup in France, but it could be a titanic battle if they meet later on.
I mean, U.S. has a really deep bench and a lot of young players didn't get a lot of playing time. A lot of players weren't even on the trip. But, I mean, I thought Tobin Heath looked really good. I was telling Dante and Salvatore that Tobin Heath, they named the candy bar after her, the Heath bar. And they're looking at me like they didn't know what I was talking about. But Alex Morgan played fantastic. Rapino. And, you know, McCall Zerboni, man. When she comes in, she's just, I know she's in her mid-30s now, but she's just special out there, Michael.
Well, you know, she might be in her mid-30s, but, you know, you could use players in certain roles as long as you don't run them into the ground. And she could be a great spark plug for the team, an occasional starter, you know. And I don't think she's saying, oh, gee, I'm in my mid-30s, what am I going to do? No, she's going to go out there and give it her all, and she has a lot of talent. And I'll tell you this, any player, man or woman, who gets a chance to play for their national team, they're going to, you know, put out maximum effort. So, you know, she sees France, ahead, and she wants to make that team. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience playing for your national team for most of the players. When you're a Mia Hamm, you can play in several World Cups. Mia Hamm was a special player. But when you're, a good player, you just don't know when you're going to get that opportunity. You go for it.
It's true. Role players sometimes don't stand out like the Abby Wambachs and the Hope Solos and the important type, not important, but the standout type positions in the game of soccer or any really sport. Sometimes the quarterback, stands out in that running back and the wide receiver, but the rest of the players get overlooked. So they have to even try harder to get that role position. But, Michael, I hope you're going to be covering the World Cup in France for us here on Kick This Worldwide. We're going to talk about that. Let's go to the MLS All-Star Game. I know Juventus was in town. I know a lot of the MASL owners were there. A lot of the USL owners were there. And a lot of the MPSL guys were all there. It was like a soccer fest for all these different leagues trying to kind of bond and get to know each other and maybe work together someday. But tell me about the MLS All-Star Game.
Yeah, it was a big, big crowd, 72,000 plus at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The largest standalone crowd in MLS All-Star history. It was a 1-1 draw. It was an exciting game, no doubt about it. It was decided by penalty kicks. Juventus won 5-3. Bradley Wright Phillips, who I guess cannot convert a penalty kick to save his life for the Red Bulls, he wound up taking the fourth and final one for the MLS team and hit the left post. Not the end of the world. It's an exhibition game. I'll tell you this, as fun as this game was, I would like to see next year's MLS All-Star Game have a different look to it. Have the MLS All-Stars take on Liga MX All-Stars. I think that would be the ultimate All-Star Game. You know, there's such a rivalry between the U.S. and Mexico. Why not have the best of the U.S. and the best of Mexico, or at least their leagues, facing off. I think
I love that.
Fabulous game.
We could call it the Donald Trump Cup. It would be cool. I think the Mexican people would love that. But so now, before we talk about Atlanta, what's going on there, I just can't even believe. I mean, the Atlanta Silverbacks in the old A-League used to draw 10 people per game. I can't even believe what's going on in the city of Atlanta right now. But tell me about what's going on in the MPSL, the league that the Rochester Lancers play in, the men's side.
Yeah, the NPSL is having their championship game tonight in Madison, New Jersey, at Drew University. It's FC Motown, a team that was a co-ed team 6 years ago, believe it or not, and essentially an expansion team in the league against Miami FC 2, which is connected to Miami FC that used to play or still is a member of the North American Soccer League. That league is taking a hiatus this year. On paper, it's a great matchup. It's teams that have players with professional experience, players that have aspirations of playing pro, and just players who have day jobs that enjoy playing the game of soccer. And, like I said, on paper, it should be a lot of fun. Miami has such players as Dylan Mars, and Mason Trafford, who's played in the NASL, Dilly Duca, who performed with Columbus, Montreal Impact, and the Red Bulls in MLS, are among the mainstays for FC Motown. I love the smaller leagues. Obviously, if I didn't, I wouldn't be coming up to to watch the Rochester Lancers play. There's something special about having that intimate feeling when you have a crowd and a you know, rooting for you, knowing that there's so much interest from the sidelines.
It's definitely true. I can't wait to watch that tonight. NPSL final tonight. And then in Atlanta, that Martinez guy is unbelievable. But the city of Atlanta went from nothing. The Silverbacks, I don't know how many owners went bankrupt trying to get soccer off the ground in Atlanta over the years. All of a sudden, it's the hottest team in American soccer. How did that happen? And who is this Martinez guy?
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of things happen correctly for Atlanta United. They have a great owner in Blankman who also happens to own the Atlanta Falcons. So you're talking about credibility and someone who has a stadium, a top-class stadium to play in, obviously, the Mercedes-Benz stadium. You know, you market the team in a certain way. You put together a winning team in your first year. You get that excitement. It's something that, you know, you can't bottle. It's something that's unique to that city, just like, you know, the Seattle Sounders, their success is unique to their city, and things just exploded. You know, talking about Joseph Martinez, he's on the verge of breaking the MLS scoring record for a single season. The record is 27. He has 24 goals in 23 games, and it's only August the 4th. And we've got August and September and October left, and he's got something like 10 games to crack that record. I think he's going to do it much sooner than later, and I mean he'll probably be the first player to reach 30 goals in the league, unless he goes into an incredible slump or heaven forbid he gets injured. Hopefully he doesn't, because he is fun to watch. He is such a determined player.
Well, I can't wait to watch the next time Atlanta plays. Michael, and you've been covering all the New York teams, Red Bulls and New York City FC. When is your next big coverage of a New York team?
Well, I am going to be going to the FC Motown Miami FC 2 game tonight. It's across the river here from where I live on Long Island. It's a championship game, and I've been actually covering FC Motown from a distance in the last several weeks, and I want to see who's going to win. I enjoy this level of soccer and the environment and the atmosphere at the stadium.
Well, Michael, we'll be listening to you on Soccer's Kicking the Grass on Monday night up to Dial with Andrew and Joe, and we'll be following you on frontrowsoccer.com, where I hope you've covered that Brooke Barbuto is the UWS MVP, Lancer player, Brooke Barbuto. I can't believe she's the MVP of the league, the most valuable Paisan. I can't believe it.
She's on our front page, so don't worry. We have the story.
You are the man. Michael Lewis, Lancer legend, Lancer Wall of Famer. Thank you for all you do for the game.
You're welcome. My pleasure to be on, as always.
Richie, you think you could do it? You could get Brooke on next? We're going to try to get Brooke Barbuto. She just found out late last night she is the UWS MVP. And she plays for the Rochester Lady Lancers. That's right. A Lancers player is the league MVP. This is huge news. Breaking right here on Kick This Worldwide. Don't come knocking around my door.
Hey, Cougar Goose, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop, think, switch, and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester.
Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Tonight, spend your Saturday night with the Red Wings and Paw Sox. Wings pregame begins at 6 tonight. Where else? But Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
That's right. And one of the greatest American women right now in this country, her name is Brooke Barbuto. She is the league MVP for the UWS. Brooke, congratulations. This is earth-shattering breaking news here on Kick This Worldwide.
Thank you.
Brooke, did you see it coming? I mean, you had like the amazing season, 10 games, 8 goals, 2 assists, 18 points. I mean, you were unbelievable. The Lancers, Lady Lancers, went from no wins last year to just almost there, 1 point away from the playoffs. But did you see the MVP thing coming? Did you think that all these coaches would have been voting for you?
No, I honestly had no idea and was completely shocked and honored to receive it.
I mean, Brooke, you know, like we talked about on the show before, I knew you from the Syracuse Silver Knights. I had no idea of your soccer background. Mark Mandel found you. Sal Galvano wanted you on this team, and you became the assistant coach/player. But I had no idea that you're one of the greatest players probably I've ever seen. I mean, you dominate the field up and down, defense, midfield, forward. You're everywhere up and down. I think all these coaches recognize that.
Thank you. I've had a lot of playing experience and just being involved in the game. Like, I've been involved in the game my whole life, so got a chance to see like numerous people play and develop and kind of develop my game off of all those other people.
Well, Brooke, and I know you do a lot with kids and you help out, you do a lot of camps and clinics in the Syracuse area. I mean, I just, you know, being around you, you know, the post-game party we had in Buffalo, you're just such a fun person. I mean, do you think, like, some of these coaches are just too stiff? I mean, do you think that the funness is what makes it? You seem like you're just having fun out there, and do you share that with these young kids?
Yeah, and I think that that's a crucial part of the game nowadays. I'm excited because I just took over the... Sorry, 1 second. Let me step outside. My mother just got home, so the dogs are going crazy.
No problem.
Yeah, I think that that's a big part of the game. And I'm excited because I just took over the 2004 SDA girls. And I think it's going to be exciting to, like, have them have fun again. I think so many younger players are just so nervous when they play and, like, so timid to make a mistake that they don't try things. But that's a big part of the game and life, like making mistakes and learning to do better. So I think that'll be fun just to reinforce them, like having fun, because when you're having fun out there, that's when you play your best.
And it's obvious when you're out there playing for the Lancers. I see the competitiveness in your eyes sometimes, but I also see that you just love it. You love doing the fancy tricks and the little behind the back, the hind heel kicks and all the fun stuff, Brooke. And we need you back, man. I mean, you're the league MVP. We're going to start marketing T-shirts right now. We have MVP T-shirts that say Most Valuable Paisan. We're gonna market those because you are the, Brooke. I mean, as a team owner, this is huge news to know that, you know, one of our players is recognized in the world of soccer as an MVP. Man, you got to be like ecstatic about this.
It's pretty exciting, and I saw the T-shirts. I sent them to my family, the ones that are always at the games tailgating. They go, we got to get a box of those. They were pretty pumped about him as well.
Well, you tell your family, I will trade MVP Brooke Barbuto replica jerseys for homemade limoncello. That's the only way I do it. No money needed. Yeah. I need limoncello. That's it.
Okay, no problem.
Well, Brooke, again, I mean, I know I'm catching you here last minute and all that, but thank you so much for what you did for the Lancers and making us proud, the Lancer family. And this goes back. We talked about this in one of the meetings, I think, I think it was a team picture. 1967, a bunch of men decided to bring soccer to Rochester, New York, and it became the Lancers. And the Lancers became the most successful team, one of the most successful teams in the early years of American soccer, the pioneers of the game. And I feel like it's our legacy to give back and to keep that tradition going and so these guys don't get forgotten. You being the MVP basically just reminds everyone of those guys from 67 to 1980 and what they did to keep soccer alive in America, Brooke. And you're carrying the flag for us, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Sam. Honestly, you have no idea how much you did like for our team and how much you did for me, and really appreciate it. We couldn't have been as successful as we were without you.
Well, I'm going to see you in Utica, right? We're going to go to the opener, right? I'm going to see you in Utica when the Utica team, I don't even know the name of it, FC something, FC, yeah. Utica, FC City.
Like
yeah. I'm going to call them the Utica Silver Knights, but the Utica Silver Knights, I'm going to be at their home opener. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'll make an appearance.
I will bring the shirts there. You bring the limoncello. We have a little party, all right?
All right, sounds good.
She is Brooke Barbuto. She is the MVP of the league of the UWS. This is huge. Probably one of the best players I've seen ever to play the game. Just so smooth and so cool. And Brooke, congratulations to you and your family. And giving back, teaching young ladies in Syracuse, Rochester, Buffalo of the game she's training. You know, I told the story earlier with Ed Hale, Richie. We talked about this guy. I tried to get him to come for the play for the Lancers. He was a realtor in Florida. And he said the only way he would play is if he was able to list my house. He lists my house. He sells it. He finds me another house. Wait a minute. What's that music? He's on the line, Marco Termonese.
What's up, guys?
Oh, wait, let me stand up. The Canadian national anthem's on right now. I can't believe you are representing Canada tonight in Baltimore against Team USA / the Baltimore Blast.
You know what? It makes two of us. I can't believe it either.
Marco, it's so beautiful, man. I've been following your career. I know you're still an amazing player in the Florida area and in a lot of the competitive leagues there. But, man, you were probably one of the greatest Milwaukee Wave players of all time. You were almost a Rochester Lancer. We had you on our roster. We just couldn't figure out how to get you here. But, man, a Team Canada, this is big for the country of Canada to play against the three-time MVP champs.
Yeah, you know, I was shocked as well to get the call. You know, as I won two championships with Juliano Oviedo, I got the call to come and represent Team Canada for a game in Baltimore. I know the team. I know how good they are. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity. He said they got a bunch of young guys on the team, too. So for, you know, my experience and could really help out the guys and set plays, restarts, and, you know, during the run of play. So I'm taking on the opportunity. I had a practice last night and today. And I'll tell you what, I'm sore before this game's even going to start. I said the age has got me a little bit. but, you know what, I'm going to give it a go, and that will be a great game. So I'm going to get to the hotel right now. We just got done practice, get some rest, and we had a big 7 o'clock kickoff.
Well, you know, there's two teams in Florida right now, the Orlando Seawolves and obviously the Florida Tropics. They're up the street from where you live, and I know both owners, Marco. And tonight, man, I want you to do your magic because you are probably the most gifted player to ever play this game. Do your magic, and I'm telling you, I'd love to see you as a Seawolf or a Tropic player very soon for this upcoming MASL season.
You know, I think the world of you and everything you do for the organization. And not only I think you are one of the best owners, but you're a good friend, and I appreciate you. But Juliano's trying to get me back into the league. But you know what? With two kids and my real estate business, it's hard transition. And I don't know if I can make the cut, but you never know what time will tell.
Well, Marco, give Freddie Mugin and Edgar, former Lancer player Edgar, and Vahid Asapour my best. Oh, those guys are great. And obviously, Juliano Oliveira. We used to share cannolis with you at Soccer Sam's with the Montreal Impact back in the day. But you guys have fun, Marco. We'll be watching tonight. We'll be watching tonight throughout the country. People will be watching that game. And people that live in the Baltimore area that are listening, the game's at 7 o'clock at the Townsend Arena in Baltimore. Go check it out and go see one of the greatest players of all time, Marco Termonese.
Soccer Sam, thank you, buddy. You're the best. I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Marco. Man, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Guys, you got to watch that game tonight. I mean, I told you, you both should get on your big wheels right now. You can make it to Baltimore. Go watch the game. Soccer Salvatore, my bodyguard. You sleeping? You all right? And Dante, my social media guru. When you met Dave Sarakin, was he surprised that Straight out of the seventh grade, you took over the social media for the Lancers. It's just amazing. But you guys doing a great job. I'll see you guys both here next week. What do you think? Yeah? People love when you nod on the air. It sounds good. Richie, the best double jointed producer in all of radio. Thank you so much for being part of our show today, Rich Kicker Jones.
Oh, not a problem. I love it myself.
Thanks to all our listeners, obviously, and all our guests. I wish everyone out there, I hope to see you tonight at the Austin Giorgio concert. If you're listening, come up and say hello to me. Have yourself a great, great soccer weekend. And don't forget, up next, it's the word on the street with Nick from Donuts Delight. I can't wait.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com.
And Patrick. Weekday mornings, 9 till noon. On Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Now it's time for Word on the Street. Soccer Sam welcomes the biggest names in Rochester sports, politics, media, and community to talk one-on-one. This is not your average interview show. Sam goes way beyond. Some might say over the line to get the inside dirt. Be a part of the show. Call or text 222-1280. Now live from the Fox Sports 1280 studios in downtown Rochester. This is Word on the Street. Here's Soccer Sam.
It is the Word on the Street. Rich Kicker Jones pushing the buttons. Richie, thank you for letting us go into Brother Weeze's studio and borrowing some of his liqueur to calm our guests down, because they've never done this before. They're a little nervous, so we calmed everybody down, so now they're good. We have with us today, you know, we've had a lot of amazing business owners on the show before. Last week we had Ray LaRay from Salvatore's on East Ridge and the Garage Door, and this is a tribute to the 40 years of the Salvatore Pizza family. Probably giving back to the city of Rochester, but they wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for some key owners. And one of those owners is in the studio today. His Nick, I got to say this probably, Nick Semaro.
Semaro.
It's really Semaro, but I'm trying to say in English. Okay. So Nick Semaro from Donuts Delight, welcome to Kick This Worldwide. And I said Kick This. Welcome to the Word on the Street, Nick.
Thank you.
Nick, thank you for being here, man. Now, you've been part of Salvatore since you were, like, what? How old?
Nine.
So you started making, what, box at nine?
Pizza boxes, yep.
Is that legal anymore? No, under Governor Cuomo, you can't do that anymore, right? But you started really at 9 years old?
Yep.
So how did that happen?
Just a kid from a neighborhood wanted some money, and I was allowed to work for some pinball money for a little games, and that was it, and that's how it started.
So you video games were there, you got, like, change to play video games, and that was at the Main Street Salvatore's?
It was, yep.
And that's when I owned it or when John owned it?
You owned it.
So you work with me. You know I have brain damage, but so you, I honestly do. So you basically, you're a young kid from the neighborhood, came in, give you a little cash, you do make some boxes. Did we pay you by the box back then, or was it like by the hour? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You don't? But you were 9 years old. So yeah. So then what happened? So 9 years old, you said, okay, did it click in your brain that this is what I want to do someday? I want to be in the pizza business? How did it all happen?
Well, I always had a passion for it. You know, I went to school. You know, I worked part-time during high school, and then when I went to college, I continued to work. And
where did you go to high school?
I went to School of the Arts.
Oh, cool. Cool. And then where'd you go to college?
I started at UB and decided I didn't want to be a pre-med major. Then I went to California for a little while at a college there, and then I finished up at RIT.
So you were going to go from pizza to pre-med to something else. What was that thing at RIT that you wanted to be?
Design engineering.
So did you get a degree in that eventually?
I did.
So you have a degree in design engineering?
Yeah.
Dude, that takes a lot of brains to do that. You know that?
A little bit.
But like I've said to so many people, once you've been in the restaurant business and the pressure and the stress of it, it's really tough to sit behind a desk in an office in front of a computer.
It is. It takes a certain type of person to have that passion. But once you have that bug, I don't think you can get rid of it. You know, and I try different things, you know, get going to school, having a career base, what they call career based. But I think if you're good at what you do, even if you're a garbage man, you could be the best garbage man's out there.
Right.
And you could be successful at it. And you've shown that, right. You know, just from being a little school project at East Ridge to where you are today. So I think, you know, you have your own road and what you want to do. Right. And mine was a windy road with a lot of questions, but I end up finding out what I'm passionate about. And in this job, what we do is to get up every day and do what we do. You take the good days and the bad days and learn from them and still do it, that's the passion.
So didn't you end up getting out of college and going to Chicago to do this design work?
Well, somewhere?
I lived in Buffalo, and I spent a lot of time in New York City. So I would fly back and forth. And I worked in a big firm, and I was very blessed to have that. But then I realized I'm a small town guy.
So what were you like? What did you work on in that big firm when you were in the design business?
I was a design engineer for them. So I got to see a lot of things.
So what does a design engineer do? I don't know that, and maybe some of our listeners, I don't know that.
We would go into, you know, big clients, and I can't really tell who they are, and we would design big, you know, retail stores. So we flew all over, had meetings all over. So, you know, I got to meet some really nice people, and we got to do some really good projects. But my heart was always back here, and my passion was here.
So you're in these big corporate meetings, and, like, they're bringing in pizza, and you're thinking, oh, man, I miss the pizza business. Like, I got to get back in the pizza business. Like, is that what happened?
Well, you know, I got a little homesick, you know, and an opportunity came up at the East Main location, and I decided to take it, and that was where my heart was, and that's where I started. And when I came back, I still did design for you, so I did a lot of designing within Salvatore, so I still use that career knowledge, and I brought it back to what I do. And even today, when we do donut designs and what I do, we bring that flair. So as diverse as the background is, it allows me to be who I am today. And I think without that, I wouldn't have that knowledge.
So you're traveling back and forth, Buffalo, New York, and then you get a call from John Corgioso, says, hey, you don't want to come back? Or did you call him? How did you end up back working for the Salvatore Pizza family that you started working in 9 years old? You went on this career path, college, you get out, you get a big job, big firm, you're traveling around the country. How do you end up back in the pizza business at Main Street?
I mean, we always stayed in touch. You know, relationships are built through what we're doing. We stayed in touch, and we were pretty close, and, you know, and he had a need, and I had a feeling of that I needed a change. And it just worked out for both of us, and that's the way it's been.
So you came back. You said, okay, I'm going to get back in. Was it hard at first? No, you know, not that I'm putting down people that work in an office, but, you know, working in an office is way different than, you know, 100 tags in front of you, you know, people looking at you in the eyes like, hey, I just ordered my food. I want it right now. Like, was it stressful at first to get back into that business?
Not at all.
No?
Not
just
at all.
Came to you instantly.
You know,
naturally.
No matter what you do, you have that burning. Like, for you, it's soccer. It's right. Always burning, no matter what you do. You can open a million stores, but when you talk about soccer, that's the feeling. And right. That's the feeling that's there for pizza and now donuts for me.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you after this first break about how you go from pizza to donuts. But for years, you ran the East Main Street Salvatore's Pizza location for John, or with John Corgioso, the owner. And it's probably, you know, one of the most successful pizzerias in New York State and maybe in the country. I mean, how was that adventure and having all those people and all those drivers and all the front staff, you know, operating, you know, coming from an office environment?
You know, it's different. It's different, but, you know, it's something I always did. I didn't look at it in size. I just looked at it to be the best I could. And every day I would just challenge myself and try something new or push myself out of the box. And that's what evolved to what it did.
Right. So, and you mentioned earlier about you helped with the design of Salvatore's. You helped with the original website design, didn't you? Is that where you brought some of your talent? I know you and Mike Moran were working together for years when, you know, we were one of the first pizza chains in America to have an actual website, salvatores.com. When I think back at that, we could have had s.com and all these simple ones, and we didn't know better. But we went with our name, obviously, salvatores.com. But you helped with the design of that with Mike, right, back then?
Yeah, we did a lot, and we were the first person to get the computer system throughout the pizzeria. So, you know, I remember the old days when the old days were the old days.
Yeah.
You know, no air conditioning, you know, writing everything up. Now with modern technology, it was nice to be a part of that birth of that and be along the lines with a lot of people to go through that process.
It's funny you say that. I mean, I was at a restaurant last night for one of our former employees at Soccer Sam's, Tim Archeco, opened up Auto Tomatoes, and he's got a barbecue place called Route 96 Barbecue. And we're just talking about the old days of Soccer Sam's, but you go back when all the orders were on, like, guest checks, right? You used to write the
yep.
orders. There was no computers when you, and there was no, like, driver routing.
Right.
You think about you really think about, like, the employees that get upset today, if they felt how it used to be back in the day with no computers, no hoods that keep the kitchens cool and air conditioning.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, really, we haven't made today, but it's still really hard.
Yeah, I mean, we had our challenges. I mean, everybody wrote tags differently. I mean, we should have got college credit for different languages, the amount of different way people wrote. But, yeah, it was and we that's how it was birthed, old school way.
So then you were at the Main Street store, and, you know, back then in the late 80s, I think it was, there was no computers and pizzerias yet, and the East Main Street Salvatore's was the test store for this new company that was based out of Webster called MicroWorks. They were playing with a computer system that could help the pizza industry,
and you guys took the chance, and you and John and his staff basically figured out a way to make that thing work for Salvatore's. Tell me about that whole experience.
Well, I mean, we were just kind of thrown into it. You know, like I said, there was a team of us, John, Cindy, Brenda. We all worked out together, and we didn't know what it was. You know, we knew of computers, and we kind of clicked, and a lot of phone calls, a lot of patients. But once we got the glitch of it, things went a lot smoother and more accurate to the customer.
That's fantastic. Well, now, I mean, Salvatore's.com is, you know, it's amazing what it does and the amount of business that comes through Salvatore's.com. Nick owns Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver. I saw somebody go in there today, pulled up next to us. Nick Nucci from Nucci's was going there this morning to meet his wife and daughter for breakfast, and I told him to say hello to you. But Susie, you are in the studio with us, too. I'm going to go to you after the break, but Susie Tapon, you worked for Salvatore's for how many years now?
I've worked for Salvatore's for 8 years. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So 8 years for Salvatore's, mm-hmm. but you have been part of Donuts Delight, Susie, even before Nick and John and Ray. Tell me about that before we go to break.
Yeah, I started there in 99. It's been a lot of fun. I think when we reopened, you told everyone that you found me in the back of the building. I came with the building.
You came with the building.
Yes, I love it.
So you were 99, you were with the Malley family.
The Malley family, yep. I worked for Bob Malley, but I worked directly under Michael.
Michael Malley, yep. And when yep. he ran in 99, then eventually the store closed
yep,
down.
I shut the place down because I ate them out of donuts.
But when it closed down, what was it, like
2005?
2005, yep. It closed down. Did you ever, in your mind, foresee it reopening at that point in time the way it reopened?
No, it's amazing. No. It's amazing. I had no clue it was happening. I was out in California when you guys were doing all the work on it and just happened to come back Christmas. Perfect.
When we come back, I want to know more about how you helped relaunch Donuts Delight and how, Nick, you brought it to the next level. One of the busiest pizzerias / donut shops in America. So when we come back, Nick from Donuts Delight with Susie from Donuts Delight. Here, it's the word on the street, brought to you by Salvatore's.com.
Cooja Cooch, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Barilla pasta dinners with sauce so good you wanna drink it. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value: steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Drive home and talk sports with a Rochester guy. I'm Carl Falk. Listen to me Monday 3 till 6 on the one and only Fox Sports 1280, Rochester.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
That's right, her name's Susie. We're back. It's kick. It's the word on the street, brought to you by kickthis.com. But I don't even know who we're brought to you by, Rich. Are we brought to you by anybody? Do we have anybody like paying the bills here other than
good
you?
Good question. iHeartMedia? I don't know.
This show is brought to you by Salvatore's.com. It's the word on the street where we pay tribute to business owners in Rochester, New York every week during the off-season of the high school show with Jeff DeVeronica. And this week we have Nick and Susie from Donuts Delight. Nick is the owner of Donuts Delight. Susie's been there since 99 on and off. Susie, so we're just talking about a little bit. So you're in California.
I was in California, yeah.
And we were about to open Donuts Delight. Ray Loray, John Corgioso, and Mike Malley was the general manager. So tell me how you ended up coming back from being with the company in 99. How did you come back?
Well, I was home for Christmas and wanted to make some money and get out of Rochester. It's so crazy. I called Mike Malley and he had me come fill out an application. And little did I know that was the beginning of my story at Donuts Delight again. So January 10th, we reopened and it was a lot of fun.
So back then, when the store reopened, there was like, it was a talk of the media in Rochester. There was lines around the building.
Yes.
And like, for weeks. We thought it was like a couple days, but it was like weeks and weeks where, because, I mean, it closed in 05. It opened again in
2010.
So it was closed for five years. And when Ray, John, and I kind of walked into the building, you know, it was a building that was closed down for 5 years. No heat, no air conditioning, so things happened. It was a total gut job, but to try to bring it back to where it was, when you walked in to when it was completed, did it remind you of how it used to be?
Very different.
Very different.
Very updated, but much needed. Yeah. It was all good changes. So.
And the lines around the building, and did you say, well, I can't wait to get out of here and go back to California where the weather's always beautiful. There's no snow. It's not dark all the time. So how did you end up staying here for that long, Susie?
It's just been a lot of fun. It was a hard place to leave. It's like home.
Really?
So, you know, eating donuts every day and then pizza to boot. It doesn't get any better than that.
Susie Tappan, you're the manager of Donuts Delights, been there with the company since 99. Nick, now, you were there for the grand opening when there was lines around the building because all the Salvatore managers / owners jumped in to help because we had no anticipation that it was going to be like that at all. The whole donut thing happened by accident. And the story goes really quick, and you probably know the story better than I do, but the way I understand it is we wanted to keep the signs up and convert the signs to Salvatore's. And the city said, once you take the signs down, you're going to have to comply to the new sign rules. So at that point in time, I thought, okay, we could be Salvatore's at the Donuts Delight building. And then I thought, you know what? Why don't we sell donuts? So I reached out to Mr. Malley and thinking he's going to tell me to go take a hike. And he was more than nice about doing it. Well, we had already designed the place to be a pizzeria, and we really didn't design it to sell donuts. So there's this little room in the back that was going to be the prep room, became the donut bakery. And Mr. Malley and his son Michael Malley, Robert Malley, Mr. Malley, and his son Michael Malley said, okay, you know, as long as you use my recipes and you do it exactly the way we did it, the same exact recipes, the same exact coffee, we'll let you use the Donuts Delight name pretty much for a handshake. And that's how it all kind of happened. So the first thing I did that you guys probably don't know, I called Louis Ribeiro. Louis Ribeiro at the time, still is one of my best friends, and Don Vieira, my best friends, they own Dunkin' Donuts. And I said, listen, I got a situation here where it's this landmark building. It used to be a donut shop. We're going to make it a pizzeria, but we're going to sell donuts. Are you guys cool with it? Because I want to make sure if you say no, I'm not going to do it. And they said, Sam, you know, you're our friend. Don't worry about it. We're in a different business. It's coffee and donuts, and you're in pizza / donuts. Don't worry about it. So not only did they give us their blessing, they were there for the grand opening to show their support, which was, you know, I'll never forget that. It was a beautiful event. But so that's kind of how it all started. But we never imagined it was going to be that busy. So what happens? We open up, lines of people around the building. Susie's sweating. Mike Malley's sweating. So all of a sudden, different managers and owners from different stores come in, including Nick from Main Street. At that point in time, Nick, did you say to yourself, there's no way in hell I'm ever going to come and work here with the freaking donuts and pizza with this guy? These guys are idiots here. I mean, when did you, like, did it hit you at that point in time?
No. I just went in to help. You know, the call came out to help, you know, and everybody, all hands on board. And, you know, it was a learning curve. It was something totally different than we've been doing for 20 plus years. But I liked it. There was something about it I liked it. I just didn't know what it was.
Well, you know, it's special to me. And I met you, Susie, either before or after. I had a little medical issue, so I lost my brain. So we took time off. Donuts Delight was ready to open, but then I got sick in July of 2009. So we didn't reopen. We didn't open until, what did you say, when we opened?
It was January 10th. I knew it had been pushed back.
Yeah. And that's why I got pushed back. So my first experience in the work world that I remember is learning how to fill donuts and make donuts at Donuts Delight. Seriously. I was stuck in the back because I was afraid to talk to people because I didn't know anybody and I forgot who people were. But I would sit in that little area near the freezer there and organize the donuts, bring out the trays, hand them to somebody so nobody would see me in the front. And I'd be back there filling donuts, making donuts. And cousin Ray and I, Ray LaRae, would be trying all these wacky concoctions and trying them with you guys, right?
Nutella donuts were one of the best.
Yeah, Nutella donuts and cannoli donuts. And we were just like, and at the time I was like, I had lost like 150 pounds and I couldn't eat anything fried, but I ate like at least one apple fritter a day, Nick. It was like, it was a great, but so Donuts Delight obviously is really special to me because it was part of my first new life. But Nick, you coming there and just helping us during the crazy rush, it lasted for months. Lines around the building, people coming from Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, just because they heard about this cool 50s donut shop. But you helped kind of not only bring it back, but the whole breakfast thing. Like originally it was just going to be Salvatore breakfast sandwiches slash breakfast. Tell me about that whole experience bringing breakfast to the mix.
What was it? It was the Salvatore's, and it was breakfast sandwiches. Then we decided...
some cool names, though.
Yeah. Very cool names. Landmark names, very, very catchy names. And then we decided there was a need. People kept asking, can you do more? Can you do more? And with our passion with cooking and the people that we had there, they were all chefs. So they were trying different things. Can we infuse this donut into a breakfast and do something that's never been done? And Rochester's a comfort food place. So we would just take and mess with those palates. And as we started doing it, this little baby of a design just kept going and going and going to what it is today.
So now it's full breakfast. So it's like, you know, like Greek diner breakfast, right? Eggs and bacon and
with
hash
an Italian
brown,
flair, yeah.
With Italian flair. Yep. That's awesome. So 6 a.m. every day you guys open?
Yep. Till 1 o'clock we do breakfast.
6 to 1 breakfast every single day. And I saw this morning when I drove by the patio outside. The building's just gorgeous, but you had the umbrellas. Tell me about the whole, you got inside, outside. Tell me about that.
We have inside, outside seating. We could seat, you know, over 100 people. You can have an outside experience or an inside experience, and they have the 50s music playing with that 50s theme. And we get people from all over. It's one of those landmarks. When people come in to visit Rochester, they have to stop there and get that fresh quality. And one of the biggest compliments I get is it tasted exactly like it did back in the 50s and 60s. And that is the biggest compliment because that's so hard to do. It's like making a sauce like your grandmother made it. Right. It's nearly impossible.
I mean, Susie, I mean, Nick, you guys have heard all the stories, but I remember one story I remember, and I heard the story repeatedly from people. They'd say, my mom or dad would give me money to put in the church thing across the street, and then they would come and get...
No comment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
They'd come and get milk and a donut instead, right?
Throw my friends under the bus like that.
But I heard that story from so many people.
Lots of people.
And so many people, like, went there with their grandparents, and then they became parents and brought their kids there, and then, boom, it stopped, and then they were able to now bring their grandkids there, and that's what's special about Donuts Delight, Empire, and Culver.
You know, and they still do that. I just got done talking with a family today, and it was grandparents with their grandkids, the same exact thing that was happening almost 60 years ago.
So, I mean, there's so many donut choices, and I know my three favorites. I'm just curious of your three favorites. And you know, the Malley family, Bob Malley. Speaking of Bob Malley, is he come in still? He used to come in a lot before.
Yeah. Off the record, yes.
Yes? He comes in a lot?
If you're his doctor, I would say no.
Oh, I see. So his doctor doesn't want to, you know. So I'm sure he comes in and tries the donuts and checks on things.
He gives us his blessing a couple of times a month, yeah.
Yeah. So he's got to be like pushing 80, I would think, right?
He's in his mid-80s.
Is he mid-80s? Wow.
Yeah. And he still has a taste palate that's just amazing.
Right. So Mr. Malley, the founder, his father, I think, started it.
Jim
Malley started it. And Mr. Malley, Bob Malley, was a teacher. And his same kind of situation here where it became so busy, Donuts Delight, that he quit his teaching job to go help his dad at this donut place and ended up being there from 1958 to 1995 with his kids helping him run it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, do I have the story right?
2005, but yes.
Yeah, 2005 yes. I meant. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, good. No.
2005. And it's kind of like you, Nick. You go away to college thinking you're going to be a design engineer, and now you get pulled back in. Come back into the family. You come back into the family, and you're running a pizzeria for John on Main Street, one of the busiest pizzerias in the country. And then, boom! Next thing you know, you own the busiest donut / pizzeria, maybe in the world, because it's probably there's not very many combinations like that.
I haven't seen another one yet.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. So I want to find out my three favorite donuts. I know what they are, Susie. Your three, if you had to pick three of your favorite donuts at Donuts Delight, what are the three top ones that you enjoy making or eating?
Eating. I prefer to eat them.
Yeah.
I love, this is hard because I do a half dozen challenge and I compete against the girls. So six is normally what I pick, but I've had to decrease. I would do red raspberry, chocolate cream glazed, and chocolate frosted cruller.
Wow.
Yeah, fancy.
I don't think I've ever had a chocolate.
I eat those before you come in.
Wow.
Yeah, that's surprising.
So what is the half dozen?
I didn't see that coming.
What's the half dozen challenge?
The half dozen challenge. Nick didn't like the half dozen challenge. I was the only one who could complete the half dozen challenge, and I would take the girls that were working with me on, a counter girl and then a server, and we would pick out our six. And I gave them the whole shift to finish, but I would usually finish in an hour, and they would be moving like sloths. So we stopped doing that.
Yeah,
for the sake
like,
of the business.
What's going on with the employees? Why are they all half asleep?
Yeah.
And Nick, if you had three of your favorite choices, what would they be?
Number one would be a blueberry.
Blueberry?
With a blueberry icing that we do.
Wow.
Second would be apple fritter. And a third.
The apple fritters are like the size of lobsters. They're giant.
They're the size of your head.
You're right.
You got a big head.
Well, thank you. Hey. Thank you. I'm working on that.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah. So apple fritter, which is, they're giant apple fritters with tons of apples. And like, you know, I've seen them at parties. They're huge. And what else?
I actually like the classic honey bun.
Oh, okay. The honey bun.
I'm going to shoot you down.
Uh-oh.
I think you like the Danish delight with the cream cheese and strawberry.
That was supposed to be off the record.
I know. You gave it up.
And Rich Kicker Jones, our producer, every Saturday I get here, and Richie does a wrestling show from 10 to 11 here on the same channel, and he's always got a box of Donuts Delight donuts. Richie, your three top donuts that you enjoy at Donuts Delight every Saturday that you guys are enjoying them here with your staff.
Well, first of all, I like Boston Cream. That's one of my favorites. Another one, I do like the claw, the bear claws. My favorite, of course, is the peanut-covered one, though. I love the one with the peanut covers. It gets everywhere in here, though. Not that you ever ate them here in the studio, but when you eat them, they're just so good. I enjoy that.
And, you know, one day he was eating one of the peanut ones, right, and there's peanuts everywhere, and then he had to leave early, so they bring in some other producer, and the guy's got peanut allergies. The kid, I look over, he's like on the floor. He's like, hey, dude, I got to go to break here. Where's the kid?
Well, rest in peace, Colin. Sorry.
He had a couple little issues, but we got a little lawsuit going on right now, but it'll work out. But listen, we're going to go to break. When I come back, I want to find out more about a little bit about your personal lives, too, because Susie, I mean, Nick, you have an amazing young family that I want to talk about and how great it is and the sports that your kids are involved in. But Susie, you also have this unique thing that you've done that I don't know of anyone else that's ever done. You've had a lot of children.
I've had a lot of children.
But not really for yourself. You have one daughter right now.
I have a six-year-old daughter, yes.
But you've had other children. When we come back, I want to talk about that because I've seen it on the news before, but I never had someone in front of me that did this. So we come back. It's Donuts Delight here on The Word of the Street. Nick and Susie, tell us about their personal lives next. We just found out their favorite donuts. What's your favorite donut? Think about it a little bit and go to Donuts Delight Empire Culver today and pick out one.
Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Healthy thin thin pizza and gluten free pizza. It's healthy. Capiche? Salvatore's.com.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct-to-You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talent as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
Hi, this is Dan Delight from Donuts Delight, Rochester's finest donut. Try our new 20-pack of donuts for only $20. Donuts Delight is open every day at 6 a.m. for breakfast. Now we deliver donuts and logo donuts. Donuts Delight, Empire at Culver, Rochester's finest donut.
Monday morning, there's no better way to begin your sports week than with Clay Travis. It's Outkick the Coverage. Monday morning, 6 till 9 on Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
We are back. It's the word on the street. I am Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. In a couple weeks, Jeff DeVronica returns with his high school show. But for now, we're going to be covering some of the business legends in Monroe County on Saturdays between 12 and 1 here. And you can listen on iHeartRadio worldwide if you're listening worldwide. Thank you for listening. Today we have Donuts Delight is our feature company. And the owner, Nick, is with us here in the studio. And his manager, Susie. Thanks again for being in here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the personal stuff, Nick, a little bit. So you are married, right?
Yep.
Wife?
Wife. Holly. I have three boys.
I mean, today I got to ask, you know, married wife. I mean, you got to ask, you know, you never know. But okay, so wife and?
And three beautiful boys, Noah, Cole, and Reed.
Cool. And they're into sports. I see you and Holly, or Holly posts a lot of stuff online about lacrosse and soccer. And so your kids are involved with sports.
Big into lacrosse. Yep.
Lacrosse is big.
Yeah.
Cool.
Big into lacrosse. Love it. Love it.
And you guys are, what part of town you guys live?
Right now we're in Webster, but we spent a lot of our years in Irondequoit.
Okay. East or west?
East.
East around
the
corner.
Right by the restaurant. Close enough to almost walk home.
Oh, cool, cool. So, I kind of grew up in the east around the corner, so I get that. That's cool. So, three kids, a couple dogs you said earlier.
A couple of dogs. A big one and a little one.
It's awesome. And it's obvious to me that you are very fit. You got giant-sized arms there. You work out a lot?
I do. I try to maintain a little bit. You know, if you want to eat like we eat, then you need to work out a little bit.
That's cool. That's cool. So obviously, you know, have your kids started working yet? Have they helped out and they get involved?
They do. My oldest son works. Noah, he works. He works quite a bit in between sports and in between school. He has a little break, so we're getting him and training him, and just trying to teach him like I learned. They got to, you know, they didn't start when they were nine, but they're doing a little bit.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, you know, I think my kids started young, but my grandkids, I want them to slow down and just enjoy being a kid because, you know, I don't think we did. We worked so hard. But so that's cool that you do that. And Michael Steiger, who was in the Salvatore's Hall of Fame, his son, I was at a party the other day, and Michael said that his son enjoyed the experience of working at Donuts Delight.
Yeah, Joseph. His son Jack works there.
Jack, or not Joseph.
Jack's
Jack.
A treat.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. His son works there. You know, it's just great to see the younger generation get involved like we did and mm-hmm. have that mentorship like we did. Right. Except now we have a lot more technology and a lot better things that they can learn a lot quicker.
Yeah.
But if they learn that work ethic at a young age, which my kids do, they see me work and they see the hours that we put in, the sacrifices we make, hopefully it'll make them, you know, when they move forward and have a family, they'll have those same sacrifices and go for that dream like we did.
Yeah. And I tell my grandkids, you could be a doctor, lawyer, or a business owner. If you don't put the 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, I don't care what you do, it's tough today in any business to make it because it's just, there's so many people doing the same thing. So you do the special thing. One thing I thought was really special, Susie and I had hired Mel when we owned Donuts Delight, and Mel became like the mom of Donuts Delight. And Nick, when Mel tragically passed away, you were like her son, the way you took that whole family in, and you were there for the funeral and you did everything. And you know, you don't see that a lot with employers taking care of their employees that way.
Yeah, that's a sore subject. Yeah, I did, you know, and I still am best friends with her husband, and I've made a promise to take care of him, and I do, and I see him almost every day, and we're very close. You know, she forever will be a part of what we do, and she was just she's not going to be replaceable. So that void, you know, has been there, and even the customers with the customers, she had a certain way about her that you can't just duplicate. But you know, just like we all have great women behind us, without my wife, without your wife, without Mal, and there for her husband, we wouldn't be who we are. So when one of those is gone, it really hells a void. But we're very fortunate to have that time with her, and we're blessed, and I learned a lot. She's called me a few names along the way. But
she taught us some things.
She was very much an old school, this is the way it is. You know, she always respected me and loved me to death, but she didn't mind telling me when I was wrong.
That's cool. You need that sometimes. You know, the quick story on Mel is, I can't think of her last name right now.
Colangelo.
Colangelo. Well, I went to school with a Colangelo that I was Facebook friends with. So I assumed that when Mel reached out to me that it was the Colangelo Mel that I went to high school with, and maybe that was her nickname. So I set up the interview and figured I got to hire her. I went to high school with her. And at the time, you know, I didn't tell people that I couldn't remember anything. And then when she shows up, obviously she is 20 years older than me. So I didn't realize, I figured, you know, obviously I was really either really, really smart in school or it's the wrong person. So, but then we hired her, and again, everything was new to me, and she would make this pizza with the tomato sauce on it and the onions, and it was called like a Utica tomato pie.
Utica tomato pie.
And I would like, every day I'd say, Mel, time for a pie. So I'd meet Michael Maley there like at 3 a.m. to make donuts and fill them and glaze them. And then the minute Mel came in, she got the front ready. Remember, Susie, back
I
in the day?
Remember.
She got the front ready. And then right before I had to leave, like before lunchtime, I say, hey, I need a tomato pie. So I was pigging out on those babies forever. But that Mel, you know, little tribute to Mel because she deserved it. But that was beautiful, again, what you did for her and her family. Susie, your family is unique, and it's kind of family you read about and you see on, like, Good Morning America and the Today Show. You have carried how many children?
I've carried 3 children in total. I donated my eggs to my oldest brother and his husband, and then I was a surrogate for my other brother and carried his 2 children.
So, okay, now you have a daughter of your own.
I have a daughter of my own, yep.
She's how old?
She's 6.
6 years old,
yep.
And we're going to get her to start making boxes soon.
She's making boxes.
Cool.
She's in training for a server, so.
So now your other children.
Yes.
Tell me, do you see them? How's that all work? I mean, like, I don't know tell me about this whole thing.
Yeah, of course.
How did it all happen?
So the big kids are 9 now, and they're listening in California.
Oh,
so.
Hi.
Yes.
What's their names?
Hi, Sutton. Hi, Bennett. They are my eggs, and I donated to my brother and his husband, and they had a surrogate. So I moved out to California and took care of the surrogate. And then when the babies were born, I took care of them. And at 4 months or so, moved back home and happened upon Salvatore's and Donuts Delight. So that's how that one happened.
So they're 9 years old.
They're 9. They turned 9 on the 17th. Oh, and
August 17th?
August, yeah.
Wait, are they Leos? I think they're Leos because my birthday is August 6th. And it's,
I think they're Virgo.
Oh, are you? Yeah, because my wife's the 26th and she's a Virgo. So
it could be wrong, though.
I think it's right around that time. I've got to look.
But, yeah.
Happy birthday to them.
Yes.
So that was 9 years ago.
Yeah, 9 years ago. And then I have my little angel face, the 6. And then she was a year, and I told my brother and my other brother and his husband that I loved being pregnant, and they were trying to make babies. So I would gladly carry for them. And so Lily was born, and she's 4 now. And then I think I just delivered her and said, we got 1 more in us. So Hayden is 2 now, and we're done.
So they have 2.
They have 2, and they're in Victor now. So
that's cool. Four and two years old.
Yep.
So how often do you see them?
Well, I used to watch them on Mondays because my brothers are teachers, but they're not going to be with me anymore. They're going somewhere else.
Okay.
So, sad story. I see them often, though.
Oh, you see them often.
Yes.
Cool. And when was the last time you saw the kids in California?
The twins were just in town for their summer break. So they were home last week.
Awesome.
Really nice. Yeah.
So they all like donuts at Donuts Delight?
Oh, yes. Every time they're here, they're at the shop every day. My brother says it's to see me, but I think it's for the donuts and the breakfast.
That's cool. It's cool. It's beautiful that you've done that. And
it's a really nice family. I have a nice family.
That's beautiful.
And work, too. I have a nice work family.
So being that you lived in California, like Nick and I kind of born and raised in Rochester. You left a little while to go to New York, and you said Buffalo.
In California.
I thought it was Chicago for some reason.
California, Manhattan Beach. Yep.
So, but, I mean, how do you adjust to winter here after living in California?
Oh, I mean, I was only there for less than a year, so it was not too bad for me. Rochester is Rochester. You just have to have a positive attitude, right?
Yeah.
Get through that snow.
I mean, I look at it, snow means business, more deliveries, mm-hmm. It's good for our business. But as I get older, you know, you hear all the old people say that, my whole body aches like crazy, and I didn't think I'd ever be that person. I'm never going to go to Florida. It's for old people. But now it's like my wife's like, can we go to Florida?
Don't
I can't move.
You tried it.
That's fantastic. We're going to go to our last break, and we come back. I want to find out more about Donuts Delight, and I heard a rumor that you guys do catering and logo donuts, and you even do weddings. And I went to a wedding recently, and I was with a friend of mine. It was Duncan, Don from Duncan, and there was a donut wall.
and they look so perfect. They look so perfect that we thought they were fake. So I said to him, yeah, they're fake. So he starts touching them. I was like, I had to slap his hand before he got arrested. But we're going to talk about that. So you guys do catering with donuts for events in Logo Donuts. So I saw in the hallway because Ben from Kimberly and Beck, the Kimberly and Beck show, his last day was yesterday, and you guys brought up donuts, and I heard him talking about it on the Kimberly and Beck show. So we're going to talk about Logo Donuts and catering events from Donuts to Light, right?
Yep.
Sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Hey, Cougar Cougar, Soccer Sam here for Salvatore's Pizza, Rochester's number one pizzeria. Party with our 32-piece sheet pizza, the biggest pizza in town. Capiche? It's Salvatore's.com.
Concerned about your home energy bills? Stop, think, switch, and save with Blue Rock Energy, the local natural gas and electric provider that saves you money. Contact Blue Rock Energy today at 866-815-2343 or visit BlueRockEnergy.com.
Did you ever wonder where restaurants get those amazing tasting steaks? The answer is Palmer Food Service. When you go to the Palmer Direct to You store at the regional market, you get restaurant quality at wholesale prices. Now, you may not have the same talents as a chef in those great independent restaurants we all know and love, but you can start with the same great quality and value, steaks, seafood, and poultry. If you want to feed your family better for less every day, come to Palmer's, 900 Jefferson Road.
The new 1872 Cafe at 431 West Main Street. A coffee revolution. Downtown Rochester. Open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Featuring the $2 Speedy Slice.
Tonight, spend your Saturday night with the Red Wings and Paw Sox. Wings pregame begins at 6 tonight. Where else? But Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Come on.
We are back. It's the word on the street. I am Soccer Sam. And today we are focusing on Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver, breakfast, lunch, dinner, donuts, coffee, and, of course, Salvatore's Pizza. It's a full Salvatore's Pizza. It's really Salvatore's Pizza at the historic Donuts Delight building, but they obviously do donuts there. Nick, the owner, is in the studio with longtime manager Susie. Welcome, guys, again for being here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So we talked about into break about the wedding. I went to Ashley's wedding and they had their donuts there, and I didn't realize you did that. So tell me about the whole donut explosion at events, at weddings, graduations, that whole realm of your business, Nick.
Well, we started getting people come in and they say, can you do donuts for weddings? And we said, well, absolutely. And we did them for your son's wedding, Silvio's wedding. And it kind of exploded from there. And we saw that they fill a void because not everybody likes cake. And cake, you know, you get one, two flavors. But if you get donuts for weddings, you can get multiple flavors. They can be customized with the bride and groom wants. And they can look as crazy, you know, donut walls to towers to things hanging. We've kind of done all different things. So what happens is if you're interested in doing a wedding, you come sit down with me. You have a consultation. Almost like the cake boss. We sit at the table.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, and that's how it is. And then we...
Hey, try this one. I don't care if you don't like it. Here, try it.
they do eat a lot of donuts for sampling. That is true. And then we'll hand design each wedding. And I've never done two weddings that were the same. So it's unique to each bride and groom. And then what we do is we set it up, and then we deliver it. And then we come up with a whole concept, exactly what they want. And it's going from an idea to this mecca, and we haven't spent one penny in advertising. So it's all word of mouth.
That's awesome. No, so Silvio, my son Silvio and his wife Angelina from the pizzeria, when they got married, it was more of the dessert part of it. So at the end of the, you know, you had like a dessert tray, and you had all these little donuts, including cannoli delights. Delights are mini donuts across, I call them a cross between a donut and a cupcake is a delight. So you had cannoli delights there. But at Ashley's wedding, there was like this cool wall with donuts displayed. Then you had these layered trays, like weird, like it was like a cake, but it was donuts.
Yeah, her design was a donut wall, and she wanted a unique kind of higher-end look. And then we did all these trays of different gourmet donuts, different flavors from cannoli donuts to maple bacon to cookies and cream. And then we kind of, you know, built a whole display case. And what we're seeing is people like to take pictures behind them because they're so unique. And what we do is they're all handmade and they're hand-picked. And what we do for weddings is we pick each one to make sure they're perfect, whether they're pearls on them or just dipped in chocolate or a drizzle. And that's why you thought they were fake, because they look perfect.
Right. Well, and you put like a special glaze on the chocolate, because they had like this cool shine to them.
It was a
work of art. So, and I know you do like logo donuts for businesses, and like I saw the ones out there with iHeartRadio logo on. But I've seen high school ones. I've seen Camp Good Days and the Lancers and the Amherst and the Nighthawks. All the sports teams do them. Tell me about what a logo donut is. And, you know, Susie, jump in here. I mean, like, I know whenever I call Nick and I say, hey, a friend of mine needs something, he says, talk to Susie. So, you know, jump in.
How dare you?
She does the logo department. I do the wedding department. Yeah.
So tell
I don't
me about
touch weddings.
Yeah.
The logos, it's an edible paper. So lots of times we get pictures for birthdays, or again, if it's for a business, lots of times we'll have logos or different logos. And we can put them on platters and we can fill them, and they're really nice. And lots of times people do the mini delights, which are a smaller donut, which is very nice because you don't feel as guilty about eating four of them.
And so so any business that's, you know, basically if it's a trade show or you're a salesperson, you want to bring your client something special, you could put the logo of that client.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a lot of people do that, actually. Different logos that they've taken to their clients, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. So, and I know, like, something new, like, they do, you know, I'm an old guy. So, like, now people, like, ahead of time do, like, these, what do they call?
Reveal donuts.
Reveal parties. I mean, where's Rich Kicker Jones? He leave it? Richie, you know how I found out when my kids were going to have? My wife called me up, hey, I'm at the hospital, we had a boy. So, I mean,
times have changed.
Times have changed. Like, honey, okay, I got one more delivery, I'll be there. I got one more pizza delivery, I'll be there. We had a boy. Oh, you know, I'll tell my customers we had a boy. No, I'm only kidding. But tell me about the reveal parties. How does that all work? How do you look at donut reveal? Like, do they know? Wait, who knows? Like, how do you, like, if the husband and wife don't know, how do you know what to put in the reveal thing?
So from the ones that we've dealt with, the doctor will give it to an envelope. And then they give me the envelope.
Like a sealed envelope.
Like a sealed envelope. The people I've dealt with have been wonderful. And it's very nerve-wracking because you don't want to ruin it for their party. But we've done them. So we've done like a big 16-inch donut and decorated it how they wanted it. And then split it on the inside and put pink or blue frosting, and then completely covered the outside. Because again, I'm not ruining someone's gender reveal party.
So that's how it works. So the doctor gives you like, you got to get like a magnifying glass to see if it's a boy or girl. How do you know? Or does it say boy or girl?
You know, they have those fancy ultrasound systems now.
Oh, they do. So it's not like the little picture where, hey, I think that's a zucchini. No, it's a boy.
Oh my. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's how you find out.
So yeah.
So the doctor tells you, so you got to make sure you got like no pink or blue frosting on your hands when you're sealing the box.
I mean, when I did the last one, I didn't want to look at it because you don't want to, you're still communicating with the mother. I'm like, I'm not going to slip. I'm not slipping up. It's not happening. So,
so cool. So you do reveal and logo donuts and
we also
wedding.
Do cakes.
Cakes.
We start taking the same donut and we make it 16-inch wide, the same as our large pizza. And then turn that into a donut and then fill it. So now you get a donut cake.
So it's like layered-like kind of?
You don't want to layer it because we're soft and squishy are our donuts. So we can't stack them, but we can make it big and round. And then we print the edible paper or we hand decorate different things on the top. So instead of having a cake for little kids, they can have a huge donut any way they want.
Like happy birthday, Joey, and you could have a donut.
Happy birthday or an image or a character. We've turned them into
numbers.
We've got the numbers too.
So we also do number donuts. So if somebody's 16, 14, 15, and they want to get their own number designed for them, that's what they could do.
That's amazing. Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver, 288-5555. But if anything like a logo donut or a wedding thing, you probably need to make an appointment to kind of sit down. Like you want to do a consultation, right, to make sure it's right. And
absolutely. They're important to get them right. You know, you only get married once, hopefully, and we want to do it right.
And I've noticed, like, during, like, the NFL season, which my grandson Salvatore is a big fan of football in the NFL, you guys, you know, have different logos of not, sometimes not team
logos, because but you have the colors of the team. So if the Giants are playing, the Patriots, you have the two teams' colors. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we do a lot. You know, when different teams are playing, we'll change everything to those colors, and we do it for diabetes too. So if there's National Diabetes Day, everything will turn blue. So we want to really give back, and then if we're doing it for the local teams, whatever team we're dealing with, we'll turn those donuts that color.
Got it, and the frosting kind of thing.
Yeah, just the front. Yep.
So what? Like, I drove by today, Susie, and they got that bench in the front. There's these people out there that, I'm not saying I got to be careful what I say here, but they didn't look. They look like they're from a different city. Look like people when you go to Niagara Falls, you see people taking pictures.
It is. Yeah.
They seem like they're tourists.
It's a hot spot to stop and get your picture taken at Donuts Delight.
Yeah. So tell me about that. So people actually do that from across the country when they're in town.
Yeah. The bench is a big pizza slice. It's very cool, and there's a big coffee mug and a donut on there. It's so cool. It's a great place to come and have your picture taken.
So if you're anywhere, listening throughout the country, there's all kinds of cool places to come to in Rochester, New York. We have High Falls, which I tell my family it's Niagara Falls. They don't know the difference. But then you could go to Donuts Delight, obviously try an amazing donut or pizza slice, and also take a picture at this world-renowned bench, right?
It's very cool.
Cool.
Yes.
So what's next for Donuts Delight? Like anything new on the horizon that you're working on that our customers or people out there listening? So he's like, shh, don't say it.
Well, we have a gourmet line that came out. So we're going to be messing with a lot of new flavors. We still have all the old ones, the old staples, but we're going to mess with some new flavors, come with something that hasn't been out there yet.
I saw something bacon. Tell me about that bacon thing you did.
Oh, we have a lot of bacon donuts.
Tell me about your most popular. Susie's like, what's the most?
So I didn't include that in my half dozen challenge, but the maple bacon is my favorite gourmet.
Really?
Yes. And the chocolate long johns are good, and the flying sauce. Do you want me to keep going?
you know what's amazing though? When we reopened Donuts Delight in 2010, right?
Yep.
2010. Mm-hmm. 2010, we had figured out the cost of a donut made by hand. It's like you gotta make the dough, proof the dough, stuff it, fill it, glaze it. And at the time, donuts were like in the 69-cent range in most donut places.
Right.
And we went with a dollar. Mm-hmm. And everyone said, You guys are crazy. Now, everywhere you go, donuts are more than a dollar. And I would say to people, you go buy a package of Ho-Ho's that are, there's 300 items in the ingredients and they're all chemicals.
Right.
And you're going to pay $1.59, but you won't pay a dollar for a fresh donut or $1.50 for a fresh donut. Where now it's like, compared to like a cupcake that's out there, or if you go into a bakery and you get something that they sell at a bakery that's the same size, It's really a deal, a donut, in most cases.
It is, and when you have something fresh made, when we come in, we have some of the best managers and bakers in the business, and it's with the team. It's a team of people that we have, and TV probably have that make me successful. The other day I asked a good friend of mine that's successful. I said, what makes people successful? They said a good team, and that's why we are who we are. And that's why the product is so fresh, and we can keep doing that on a day-in, day-out basis. It's one thing to make it once. It's another thing to make it every day, 364 days a year. We close one day for Christmas, and that we're open.
Every single day you're open.
Every
Susie,
day.
Do you have to work all those holidays, Susie?
No.
No?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Susie, where do you see yourself in a few years? Do you see yourself, just being in this business, or are you like,
I mean, you seem like it.
You love it.
Well, yeah. I like the people.
Yeah.
I love my customers.
You love your customers?
And I love my coworkers. They're wonderful.
You didn't say Nick, though. You're like, what about Nick?
Well, Nick has been the best. He started as my bartender back in the day. So Nick and I go back.
Wait. Tell me about that. What do you mean?
Nick didn't like me.
Really?
But now I'm his favorite manager. Sorry.
So you guys worked together before?
No, he served me before.
He used to be a bartender.
Yeah. He used to be a bartender.
Yeah.
Through college. Oh, I see.
She used to come in with her boyfriend and friends. Yep.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
And right years later, here we are working together.
We're working together, a team.
Yep.
That is fantastic. So before we leave here, I just want to thank you guys both. I mean, Salvatore's wouldn't be Salvatore's without the people operating the stores and the hours that they put in. We get honored for our 40 years. We get a lot of press, and obviously I'm the spokesperson of the company, so I get the accolades, but really it's everyone behind the scenes and all the store owners, and you guys do it, man. Day after day, your families have to put up with you guys working all the hours you work, and like you said, all the holidays, so thank you very much for doing all that.
Welcome. Thank you. Thanks for all you do.
It's fun, huh?
It is.
It beats punching in and punching out, kind of, sort of, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
We laugh a lot.
We do.
It's good.
Well, you have to enjoy it. If you're not laughing and you don't enjoy it, why are you doing it?
True, true. So I want to get some of these specialty donuts that you're working on. I want to taste one or two. Give me like a hint of like a special one that you're working on that's non-bacon related.
Non-bacon related.
Because I'm a vegetarian. No, I didn't tell you that, but I am. I mean, I eat pork and meatballs and sausage.
I give you one
but
hint.
I'm a vegetarian.
One hint: strawberry.
Too. Oh, strawberry.
Something with strawberry in it.
Yeah, you're working on like a strawberry. So when can we have like a reveal party? Like when like a really, you know how these breweries do, like they release their new beer. You guys should do that with donuts. Nick and Susie.
Good move.
Nick and Susie, thank you so much for being part of this. And it's Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver.
Hey, did I scare you?
You scared me a little bit. My headset's a little too loud, though. Since nine years old, Nick's been part of the Salvatore Pizza family. And Susie's been part of Donuts Delight since 1999. This is a cool story, man. It's cool chemistry between you two. I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Donuts Delight, Empire and Culver, 288-5555. Stop by today, get some donuts. Next big event, have some donuts. Cannoli donuts, obviously logo donuts. And the next time I get married, it's going to be the wedding cake donut. All right? Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you,
thank
Sam.
You.
Nick and Susie. Richie, thank you. Have a great soccer weekend and feel it, baby. Feel the kick.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose?